5's the magic number this week. Welcome to the Davabet Welsh Premier League podcast and congratulations to the new Saints. Title number 5 in the bag, and that is what we're going to be talking about quite a lot in this podcast, me and Jonah, about their season so far, them lifting that title, that great game against Bala, and what the next steps are for TNS. But sticking on the 5 theme later on, Rhyl beat Pertolbet 5-0. What's going on at Pertolbet? We need to know. We'll find out, hopefully, by the end of this podcast. As per usual, Mark Jonah Jones joins me, the voice of reason of Welsh football, they call him. Great voice on the karaoke as well. Jonah, you must have been singing the praises of TNS on Saturday.
Well, Mark, look, it's the fifth time in a row they've won it. And if you watch them, a lot of people are saying, you know, well, it's just TNS, it's just TNS. But the standard of football they're playing is magnificent when they're on form. They did have a blip a couple of weeks, but maybe the blip was down to the other teams improving in the Davabet Welsh Premier League. The day Newtown beat them a fortnight ago, they were absolutely excellent. And you've got to be at your top of the game to beat TNS. They proved it again Saturday. They get it at the back, they pass it on. Look, it's no hidden formula. Everybody knows the way they play. So teams are having time to look at them and take them on board and what we will do to break them down. I was a manager myself against them. I used to break my heart, you know, going up there and taking a tonk in. But what do you do to stop a team as good as that? The only way we can do is the other teams to improve. You have to have a team at the top of the league, a class act, if your league is going to improve. And what they've done, Mike Harris and Harrison and Darlington and all the players have done, they've won the league again, and they're a class act, mate. I'm sure. I've had many an argument with a lot of other people about the conference, but I'm absolutely certain they'd finish in the top 6 of the conference.
Let's hear from the manager who has won title number 5. Craig Harrison speaking to us after he lifted the title.
I think a few people were maybe doubting us this season. We've not been as dominant as what we had been, but I think that's down to other teams as well as ourselves. But, you know, to they say it don't, obviously a great team wins a championship, but an even better one defends it, and we've defended it 5 years in a row now, and now we'll be looking to go and do a double treble as well. You know, the belief that everyone's got with the staff and the players is like 100%. We believe in what we're doing. You know, we had a bit of a bad patch 2 weeks ago where we drew, got beat 2 off the bounce. But the belief, I think that's the most important thing. I think the players can feel a belief from the staff, and the staff certainly feel a belief from the players. So it's a two-way respect thing. And I believe today that we've got very good, experienced players, and they've never, ever, ever let the club down or let me down in the big games.
Do you think this title mean more to TNS because they've had a bit of a challenge against them this season?
Yeah, spot on, Mac, because they're noted sometimes for not celebrating their goals because they score so many, especially at home. And I know fans, being a football fan as well, you like to see players enjoy their goals and really show their enjoyment. But they definitely, it goes to show the league's improving. They found it hard this season. They were 18 points clear by 3 games to go last season. And this season they were 5 points clear. So, you know, well done to Bala. Well done to Gap Connors Key. Well done to MBI Llandudno for pushing them all the way. You know, these clubs are definitely getting better. Bala now, you know, if they finish second again, that's their stall out. And maybe their chairman might say, you know, right, we're going to try and get them next season. Gap Connors Key. You know, Andy Morrison's come in charge of Gap Connors Key. He's beaten TNS twice out of the last 3 times. You know, they've played them. So I don't think it's going to be, whereas you start of the season, you used to say, oh, 1-5 on TNS, you know, 1-4 on TNS. It'll show as soon as this league finishes this season, you know, the odds will come up for next season. And there might be a couple of interesting scenarios of, you know, are other teams going to get bigger backers involving them? Mike Harris backed TNS and it's guaranteed his club Champions League football for the last 10 years almost. When is somebody going to take a look at one of these top 6 Welsh Premier League clubs and back them and say, I want a bit of European football regularly? The rewards are there now. The rewards are there now. You go through 2 rounds, you know, you're nearly talking £500,000. So they're almost, I guess what Harris is saying, you can almost come self-sufficient.
Well, you mentioned the money man there. He's backed TNS all the way for a number of years. His name's Mike Harris, the chairman. We spoke to him afterwards. We also spoke to Phil Baker.
It's a great feeling, you know. It's 5 years on the bounce now. We've won it and we're going to go for the treble as well, the cup final up there. So we'll come back Monday and see how it goes.
You're a part of the furniture here now, obviously, as you mentioned, you know, fifth consecutive title. Where does this team rank with the other TNS teams that you play with?
It's up there. I don't think many have done five on the bounce, so it's a great achievement for the club, and we can only go on and see what happens next year.
Well, many congratulations. And another man who's smiling with a smile as broad as the back gate is Mike Harris. Mike, talk us through your emotions.
Well, hasn't all sunk in yet. I mean, it's obviously different from the first time when you win it, but ultimately setting new goals, new records, and yeah, looking at the look on the players' faces, they still want it just as much as the first time they won the league, the very, very first time. And one or two of the players that were with us in the very early years of success are still with us. You know, this good chap here, Pip Baker.
And you keep raising the bar, but is the target over the summer months now to actually get through to the group stages, third qualifying?
It's always been the aim, and you can never guarantee anything in football. Remember, you're playing against every country's champion, and even that first round, you've got champions that you're playing against. They're investing their money into that, and they're looking for their ways to pick the lock. And I think last year was a pretty good performance, because I think a few years ago that would have been a very, very big defeat, possibly playing in 40 degrees heat away from home to a team that had actually lost in the European Cup to Real Madrid only 25 years earlier. So I mean, when you look at that type of performance and you look in 40 degrees heat, lads turned out a performance like they did, there's no reason why we can't start edging a little bit further towards those group stages.
What have they got to do to make it into the third round, the fourth qualifying round?
They just got to carry on the way they're going. I know it's easy to say, but I think they're getting better. Like we said last year, they qualified quite easily in the first round. They won 2-1 away at Torjvan, and they won 4-1 at home. So that was a 6-2 aggregate win. That was magnificent. At home, they were unlucky to get beat by Videoton, you know, and they later on go on to play teams like Manchester United and stuff. So it's easy to knock it because it's all over in a space of about five or six weeks. But remember, they got beat by one goal last season by the Hungarian champions. Average home gates, about 30,000. They're that close to breaking the mould, and I'd love to see them do it this summer.
I'd love to see Mike Harris dance again. That was the highlight of that, wasn't it? His little dance, which was captured on video and went viral. The other interesting thing, Jonah, I went down the bookies. You know, I do like to have a nose around the bookies. The bookies told me, because the Champions League final is being held in Cardiff next season, that TNS are 10,000-1 to be in that final. That's 50p each way all day for me, that is.
Well, Mark, Leicester City fairy tale and all that, I'll take your bet, mate.
But is there an element of really planning and preparing for Europe now, seeing if there's some games they could get very early pre-season or late close season against, you know, really big English teams, Football League teams, who could then really push them hard enough so that they are braced and prepared for that early start? Because, of course, those early rounds of the Champions League start mid-August when some of us are still on the beach.
Mark, I'm glad you brought it up, because if people would only know how hard they work at that club, you don't get to the top by just buying your way to the top. They play so many friendlies against top quality opposition, you would not believe it. I think it was 2 years ago, they went to Liverpool and played Liverpool. They played Everton. It goes to show their preparation, they're already preparing. It's not being arrogant, right? It's just they're looking to go to the next benchmark all the time. And I'm sure they will not be able to take the Welsh Cup final as a preparation, because a Welsh Cup final will be a magnificent game against Airbus. You know, Airbus never won the Welsh Cup in their history. Long overdue a trophy, Airbus, and I think that this final could be a special final. I said it, you know, since the end of the semi-finals. But if you were to note the preparation of TNS players, even individually, mate, they're miles ahead of some of the clubs in the Football League. They're wearing heart monitors in training. They do everything as professional as a top professional club already do.
And, well, Ballard did their best, didn't they? And it's still getting interesting. I suppose you would say to me now, Ballard are cert for second, but what do we make of the third and fourth position?
Well, in fact, I wouldn't say they're a cert for second, because MBI go to Maesteget on Saturday and they're only 2 points behind Ballard. Gap Connors Key played third, he got 48 points. So there's three teams still going for second place. It's worked out brilliantly because this is almost like a separate trophy now. Second and third place. TNS are favourites to beat Airbus, so that would make the third spot available for Europe. But two games to go in a competitive league, and there are places, there's two places to be played for at the top in Europe, second and third maybe. There's 10 clubs still playing for a European spot with 2 weeks to go in the season. Not many leagues could say that.
Oh, I was going to say, Saturday is very interesting. You've highlighted Bala against NBI Llandud. No, that's the Scorio game at 5:15. But there's a nice little game at 2:30 as well involving Carmarthen Town and Aberystwyth Town. Is that going to be the game that settles seventh, Jonah?
Either of these clubs could get in as the seventh, and then they're into the like a semi. It's like being in a semi-final of the Welsh Cup, almost being in a semi-final of the European playoffs. So this is a game Saturday. Every set of players knows each other well. The management committees know each other well. Carmarthen versus Aber has always been regarded as a bit of a, you know, a derby. It'd be a great game Saturday. I don't know which way it's going to go. Will the experience of Aber get them through, because they've done it all before? With a group of excellent athlete players who are regular European footballers, or with the youngsters that come out and break the mould and, you know, push themselves forward for their first foray into Europe or a chance of getting into Europe. But that is some hell of a game Saturday, 2:30 down at Richmond Park.
Well, the other reason we're mentioning the number five on the podcast is because Rhyl beat Portalbert Town 5-0 over the weekend in the league. Portalbert's second heaviest defeat in recent times. It's prompted an investigation into betting patterns around that game. Here's Andrew Edwards from Portalbert Town to explain more.
From the club's point of view, it's a very serious allegation. From the club's point of view, if we look to take a very dim view upon it, we will be making a thorough investigation, and the club will be cooperating fully with the authorities and the FAW. Obviously, there's a lot of rumours and a lot of speculation going around in the last 48 hours. So the club are conducting a full, thorough investigation and looking into these sort of allegations. And I'll say at this stage, only allegations. So without saying any more, I don't really want to make any more further comment on it until we can get to the bottom of it.
Well, Jonah, tough times for the football club. They went for the domestic licence and they're going to now appeal the decision not to give it to them at this stage. The results haven't been great. What do you make of Portalbert Town at this present moment in time?
You know, I'm gutted by it because, you know, they're a great, you know, great club, and I suppose you get times like this. It looks like they've done enough to avoid relegation. Also, you know, they, at one stage, a couple of weeks ago, you could have said it was looking worse, but they have avoided relegation. They're going to be in a Welsh Premier League next season if they pass their second test. Yeah, they're having tough times at the moment. So, you know, the lads down there now, they just need to get together. They've got to show a bit of resolve in the last two games. And I think it, for their fans and for the people of Portalbert, get themselves a couple of points in the last two games. Two draws, I think, now would be admirable after what they've been through. They got a big game Saturday. They got Bangor City at home. When things are going wrong, you have to stand up. You have to say, are we going to stand up and fight this? And that's what the lads have to do. There's a lot of players there who've been around before. You know, there's a lot of youngsters there as well, mind, which they'll find this a tough time in their career. But when you're hitting the buffers, right, there's only one way to go, and that's look upwards and get on with it. So get a bit more resolve back in there. Get yourself together, get a bit of, you know, they're called the steelmen, get a bit of steel back in the team and get ourselves a result before the end of the season.
Jonah, one more game to talk about this weekend, which is Gap Connors Quay, who are playing Newtown away. Important for Gap, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Gap can stay in the race. If Gap go to Newtown and get a victory and there's a draw at the other game, they're right back in it up until the last game. So, you know, they can make 54 points. Ballard have only got 53 at the moment. Like we said, NBI Llandud have only got 51. So, Gap Connors Quay could finish second. The Morrison Revolution has been absolutely fantastic. You know, they carry on winning. They suffered a setback in the Welsh FA Cup semi-final. But since then, again, they've gone on their winning ways. And, you know, if they don't make it this year, I'm sure they'll be strong candidates for something special next year. But Morrison and Caton took them over. I think it was one in November or just after that. What a transformation they've made. And, you know, they will be, Morrison could be in for a shout for manager of the season. For me at the moment, if Craig Harrison wins a treble on merit, Harrison has to be, and that's just football as it is. You know, Harrison technically has to be the manager of the year. Alan Morgan, for me, has created an absolute, you know, minor miracle. You know, he's a minor Leicester City, isn't he, in the Welsh Premier League. They've come up at the start of the season. You said they do well. You said they were only 12 or 14 or something to one for Europe at the start of the season. I was saying to you, hang on, Mark, don't get carried away. Well, who's carried away now? They are in third spot and playing for European football at the end of the season. Gakpo is key. They've been a revelation since Morrison took over.
There are some damn good managers in this league this season, and it has been a very interesting league. And yeah, of course I'm going to gloat about the fact that I mentioned Llan Dudno for nearly the title and certainly Europe. Talking about Llan Dudno, Jonah, let's have a look at the leading scorers. Mark Williams scored a belter, didn't he, the other day? But of course, Tony Gray and Venables, like I also said, coming up at the ranks now, one goal ahead of him.
Mark Williams' goal was a class goal. I mean, the cross comes in from James Joyce at left back, and he just arrived. Oh, brilliant, a brilliant header right in the corner. You know, he's been doing that all season. Is he the bookies' favourite for the Welsh Premier League Player of the Year? Tony Gray might have something to say to that. If he gets the Golden Boot and Airbus carry off the Welsh Cup, Venables is thereabouts again, you know, 17 again for a so-called midfielder. It's a magnificent return. Still two games to go, I'm sure. I think, Mark, I don't think Welsh Cup goals count, and I don't think playoff goals count. So there's two games to go now. 17 Gray, 17 Venables, 16 Mark Williams, under starters' orders. Two games to go for the Golden Boot.
Yeah, and they've all picked up late half of the season, which has been very interesting as well. We've got to say congratulations to Nicky Palmer. Over 300 appearances in the Welsh Premier League, played for Haverford West over the weekend. Congratulations, Nicky. Great servant for the league.
Yeah, brilliant, Palms. Absolutely brilliant. 300 games. Tell you what, Mark, Aaron Edwards at TNS, I'd like to see the mileage clocked between Aaron Edwards and Nicky Palmer. You're talking marathon runners, mate. Absolute marathon runners. They covered the miles in their roles. Edwards still doing it, obviously. Class act. One of the better, you know, if not the best midfielder in this league. But Palmer's been doing that for 10 years. Well done, Palms. Absolutely brilliant, son.
Yep, Edwards, the man that made it happen for TNS on Saturday. Congratulations to Nicky. Congratulations to the new Saints, champions again of this wonderful Davabet Welsh Premier League. Still a few games to go, still a lot to decide, a lot to be more interested in, and me and Jonah will be back next week to chew the fat. See you then.
Brought to you by Audioboom.